T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Two Dallas ISD schools were on lockdown for a while today because of a nearby shooting. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Dallas police say someone was shot at an apartment complex across the street from Adamson High School. They haven't released any names, but say the victim is a juvenile. Police got the call about 9:30 and stopped letting people in or out of Adamson High School and Hector Garcia Middle School as a precaution. Other people who live in the complex tell NBC5 police started going door to door asking if anyone had surveillance video.
It's a quiet neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood. It's kind of scary with the generation to be right here at this school.
Dallas police lifted the lockdowns about 2 hours later. They say they've detained 4 people. The victim went to the hospital. They have not released his condition. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A jury in Fort Worth reaches a verdict in the aggravated perjury case against a Fort Worth police officer. KRLD's LP Phillips has the update.
And John Romer was charged with choking a man while he was working off duty as a security guard at Texas Health Harris Hospital in November of 2016. He was convicted of an aggravated perjury charge for lying to the grand jury about that case. A punishment hearing will start this afternoon. During the trial, the jury saw surveillance video of the incident. The victim had been a patient at the hospital and was waiting for a ride when the confrontation happened. Henry Newson said he was questioned while waiting, but did not feel obliged to answer any of the questions. Prosecution says Newson was not under arrest until he was thrown to the ground. A special issue question was put to the jury, which ruled there will be prison time. The range is 2 to 10 years.
An inmate who killed another man in prison scheduled for execution tonight in Huntsville.
Travis Runnels was slated to serve 70 years for an aggravated robbery conviction out of Dallas County. In 2003, while working in the boot shop at a Panhandle prison, he attacked civilian employee Stanley Wiley.
Mr. Runnels came up from behind Mr. Wiley and reached across and cut his throat with one stroke.
Potter County District Attorney Randall Sims says Runnels had told other inmates to stay out of the shop because something was going to happen. He adds Runnels also said something about wanting to kill a white person. Wiley was white. Runnels is African American. If carried out, the execution would be the 9th of the year in Texas. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A candidate filing for the March primary ballot sets off a domino effect in Tarrant County. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein explains.
Last month, Republican Bill Zedler filed to run for a 6th term representing House District 96. But at the filing deadline, Mansfield Mayor David Cook filed to challenge Zedler for the nomination. The next day, the 76-year-old Zedler, citing health reasons, withdrew from the race. Given the timing of Zedler's withdrawal, Republicans will now have until the 16th to file for a place on the primary ballot. Cook is currently the only candidate on the Republican ballot, while Joe Drago will be unopposed for the Democratic nomination. District 96 is one of 5 that the Tarrant County Democratic Party is targeting as Democrats look to win control of the State House of Representatives next year. As for Cook, his candidacy triggers an automatic resignation as Mansfield mayor. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Former Collin County Judge Suzanne Wooten is running into roadblocks just to get her name on next year's primary ballot. The Collin County Republican Party is not allowing it, and so far the courts have been no help. Wooten was a sitting judge when she was convicted of bribery. The conviction was overturned and Wooten was declared actually innocent. But because her law license was suspended until a couple years ago, the Republican Party says she does not qualify to run for judge. Wooten is hoping the Supreme Court of Texas can clear up the matter. Thanks to some hardworking volunteers, nearly 3,000 homeless mothers are getting an early Christmas present. KRLD's Bailey Friday reports.
Mother to Baby is a national organization that helps mothers protect their babies from exposures.
Anything that you're putting in your body, breathing in, even putting on your skin.
Lori Wolf is program director for Mother to Baby North Texas, based at UNT. Wolf and around 10 volunteers just put together nearly 3,000 care kits to give to mothers in homeless shelters in Texas and a few surrounding states. The kits are attached to lanyards, and homeless mothers can use them to store their phones and money.
So we wanted it to be a useful item that they could, you know, keep.
They also come with first aid kits and information about exposure risk. Wolf says the kits were shipped off to over 150 shelters and they were a big hit. She says in the future, the organization would like to make more. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports, the Stars and Mavs are both off tonight. The Mavericks will play in Mexico City tomorrow evening.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.